relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today it is Sherry and Jason who need our expert professional help.
No problem.
Good morning, Sherry. We'll start with you since you're the one who emailed us about being a part of the show. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to do it. Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on?
Yeah, so we have three teenagers. They're 16 and 17-year-old boys, and then we have a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
And they just eat. They eat like a plague of locusts.
Okay.
Okay.
And, like, any time, let's say there's snacks or dessert, they're just on it. Like, I used to try to hide things from everybody, and then my husband, Jason, and I would, like, try to have something nice after dinner, and I love chocolate, and we both work out, so I feel like I can treat myself here and there. It's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just healthy, but then I hear the rapper, and I come out of nowhere, and they're right into it.
Oh.
They're like animals.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, they're just waiting
smell
to
smell or hear that sound like a bat. From across
that sounds
the
like
the crinkle of a chip bag.
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used to buy snacks for them, but it's, you know, it costs a fortune and it would last like a day or two, not even a whole week. And I forget about, you know, forget about being nice. It's just, it's expensive for us. And then all my kids have some sort of part-time job. So I kind of made a rule that they have to buy their own junk food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, that's smart.
If they've got their own gig, then yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, but what's the problem?
They're fine.
Are they? Do they not like it? I'm assuming.
One of them doesn't like it. Like my boys are cool. They're fine. They got themselves like little totes even for their rooms for their snacks, and like they're down.
Okay.
But my daughter keeps ranting at me that it's our job to feed them. Why does she have to pay for all her own food, and that I just want her to starve?
Oh no!
And now
dramatic.
She's on her side.
Oh really? So she's got your husband.
Oh, no.
On her side now.
Does she have a side job too? When I was 15, I had a job also. But
she has a little one.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring Jason in since he is apparently taking the daughter's side in all of this and causing a rift in the family.
Man.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. So what's your side of this?
Yeah. Why are you on your daughter's side, it sounds like?
Well, listen, the boys, they're animals, you know? They're eating 10 feet of licorice between the two of them, you know?
Okay.
And she's just, maybe she'll have a half a foot every now and then, and I get it, you know? They, you know, we can't afford, what am I, the Oracle? I'm not Warren Buffett. We can't afford to feed these kids.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, at least they're eating fine, but the candy and the snacks, these kids, the boys are, they're insane. But the girl, the daughter, it's pretty relaxed on her end, and she is, mm-hmm. working a part-time job, but she's not making much, you know, it's only a few hours a week.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see why we can't, you know, toss her a couple M&Ms on the side every now and then.
Toss her a bone here and there.
Slip her a couple M&Ms.
Oh, boy.
So you agree with your daughter then that it's your job as parents to feed them and that she doesn't have, like, her own real money to get her own snacks and stuff?
Well, she's being dramatic. We feed her. She's not going hungry.
Right.
She's not going hungry. But when it comes to the snacks and stuff, I can see how she feels a little bit, you know, like she doesn't get a chance to have a little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty here and now and then, just because her brothers come in like a pack of wild animals every 5 minutes, tearing through the cupboards and tearing through the pantry.
Right.
And all she wants is a chip every now and then, you know?
So you're just trying to, like, keep the peace, if you will.
Yeah, keep the peace. You know, the boys, I don't know, they're about 285 pounds each.
Wow.
You know, they can't, you know, they're going to keep eating. She's a little girl.
Oh.
You know?
They're beefy.
Okay.
Beef right. boys. They need the snacks.
So,
they need the snacks, man.
It's all right. Well, let's put it to our people and see what they say about this.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
So you're picking a side.
Yeah. Are you team Sherry? Definitely buy your own junk food. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Or team Jason? The boys are fine with it. give our daughter a break.
Okay, so you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Are you Team Sherry or Team Jason? You can also call in at 466-9696. Be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, where you're picking a side. Are you Team Sherry?
Yeah, Team Sherry. All the kids must buy their own junk food. No exceptions.
Or are you Team Jason?
Give their daughter a break. She doesn't make as much money. There's a couple reasons, but the daughter, she just doesn't eat as much. She's the youngest of the three. She doesn't work as much as her two older siblings, the two older brothers.
Right.
Give the daughter a break.
I get why the mom is being hard on her, though, because she's trying to keep them all, hold them all to the same level.
Right.
But, I don't know. If that's the older brothers don't care, then...
If they're not, yeah, if they're not making any complaints about it, you're okay with her getting a little bit of an extra treatment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kix, what side are you on?
Team Sherry, for sure. I got three kids, and once you set a standard, that's what it is. So you're going to end up with baby siblings like Husker Nick.
That's right.
All right, that makes sense. Thank you. Yep, that's a good point. We also got a direct message saying, I had a part-time job at 13 and paid for all of my friend outings and any junk food. Hell, I even took my mom to dinner sometimes. If the boys were okay with it, it's really not fair to do it for her. It's junk food, not meals. Time to learn some responsibilities.
Okay.
You can let us know what side you're on, Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, KX969.
Are you Team Sherry or Team Jason?
If you wake up a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kicks 96.9.
And we're dealing an issue between Sherry and Jason and their kids. If you're just joining us, Sherry has implemented a you have your own job, get your own damn snacks. level of play because they're teenagers, a 17 and 16 year old boys and a 15 year old girl eat like a plague of locusts. Anytime there are snacks or desserts, they're gone in minutes.
Never mind. I mean, we didn't even ask about friends, but I'm sure that
hitting friends over there too. No, that's another level of things.
That's a whole other level.
So she has implemented, do you have your own jobs? They all three do. You can buy your own treats. Your own snacks. They're still taking care of breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
It's not like they're depriving their kids of food.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. It's the extra things here and there.
Right.
And the boys are good with it. They're full in. They've got their own totes that they apparently keep their snacks and stuff in, which is smart because mice.
Because of mice.
Well, if you leave snacks
out. Do they
have
a mouse-infested house?
No, but it happens in the winter. Mice somehow always get in, or bugs get the things.
I think they're not really worried about the mice. I think they're just worried about
their own snacks.
Keeping them collected in one little spot.
I don't know. They might be worried about mice.
It could be a possibility. But Jason is the problem person in this scenario, according to Sherry, because he is siding with the daughter, who the daughter says it's the parents' job to feed them. Why does she have to pay for her own food?
I can just hear this dramatically coming from her room upstairs and then slamming it.
This will be Bailey one day.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Probably.
This will be good.
Jason says she doesn't work as much as the boys. She doesn't have as many hours. She doesn't get as much money, so she shouldn't have to be a part of this agreement.
And doesn't she not like snack as much as the boys?
Yeah,
that's kind of what I gathered from this too.
She's tinier than them, so he's like, it doesn't need to be a big deal. Plus he's trying to keep the peace between Sherry and the daughter. So what side are you on?
So on Facebook, KX969, Heather commented, can't do for one if you're not going to do it for all. Got to be all or nothing.
There you go.
Elizabeth says both, question mark. I say give them a budget or let them choose one snack per grocery trip.
Cody on Twitter says, got to side with Sherry on this one. You can't keep mooching off other people's stuff for the rest of their life. No matter how hard you try, they're going to run out if you don't get it yourself.
Okay. Ooh. I like Rissa's. This is pretty cool. She says, let the girl eat, but put a dollar limit for the girl. Buy her $20 worth of snacks for the week or whatever. When it's gone, she's on her own.
Okay.
So like, it's gone, kind of like offsetting that cost of maybe what she won't make compared to her older siblings.
Got it. Okay. Well, what side are you on? Good morning.
You know what? I have children that eat like locusts as well. more like barnyard animals. But my daughter, she's right there along with my son eating along. But I feel like she feels competition with my son to get these snacks. So I totally understand where he's trying to give her a break.
Right.
On, you know, on the snacks.
So are you? Because, so then you're Team Jason then?
Well, yes and no, I guess. But I would say more yes. Because I understand, you know, the daughter's smaller, right?
Right.
You know, so there's more competition.
Got it. Okay. Good morning. What side are you on?
In a way.
Okay. Why?
I say you buy them each like their own bag of chips or their own bag of whatever. And then once that's gone, that's on them.
Okay.
You buy it like every time you go shopping or every month or whatever you want to put the limit on. But you got to keep it even.
So an allotment of sorts to start the month, and then anything beyond that is on the kids.
We did get another comment that suggested the dad take, this is from Chelsea, dad just needs to kick the daughter a couple extra bucks a week or take her on a daddy-daughter date to Target.
That's an idea, too.
Do a little deal on the side. Hey, let's go on a daddy-daughter date. We're getting you snacks.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Why is that?
Well, given the daughter's age, she only works just a few hours a week. Maybe they could give her, like, an allowance of $5 to $10 a week to get whatever she wants.
Oh, kind of offset the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea, too. Mm-hmm. We'll get one more, and you can keep get your comments in on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on the mom side.
Why is that?
I think this is going to turn into a Pokemon bed sheet real quick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, they're going to be constantly taking care of the daughter.
I agree. And also, because she doesn't eat that many snacks, if she doesn't make that much money, it should be okay. She can buy her little snacks here and there. It shouldn't be a boys versus girls thing, big versus small thing.
Okay. All right. So,
this is pretty split down the middle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. After hearing all of this, Sherry, what are your thoughts? Are you still pretty firm on everything, or are you starting to lean more Jason's side?
Oh, no. I am 100% firm. It seems like everyone agrees with me, too.
Okay.
There you go.
Jason, what are your thoughts after hearing all that from our listeners?
First of all, we do not have a mice infestation.
Thank you for clearing that
Thank
up.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, and... No, I get where people are coming from. You know, you don't want her to think that she's going to get the better end of the deal throughout life. She's got to learn to pull her own weight as well. So I understand where people are coming from. I'm not going to lie. I'll probably kick her a couple M&Ms under the door every now and then.
Yeah.
I get where people are coming from, you know. I mean, maybe the allowance thing is not a terrible idea as long as she pulls her weight around the house as well. But
yeah, that's a good point.
I would be willing to say, Jason, it's a little more Team Jason now, considering, one, it is pretty split down the middle on Facebook, but when you add in the poll on Twitter, it's a pretty heavily Team Jason day. So I would say, all in all, it's leaning a little more, give the girl a break.
Okay. Well, I think we've done everything we can from this point.
Yeah.
Sherry, if Jason were to go and get little snacks here and there for your daughter, is he in trouble, or are you going to be fine with it as long as it's his money?
Are you willing to act like it didn't happen?
No, it's fine. If he wants to kick her some Kit Kat, let him do it. It's fine.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys getting on here and letting us kind of make fun of you a little bit, but also have some fun with you.
Thank you so much.
Speculate about your mice infestation.
Right. You sound like you got a fun family. Keep having fun. Keep teaching them the right way to do things, and good luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thanks for being on Couples Therapy. If you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy.